brutal, brutal day.
It was. It was horrendous weather out there today. And I think the athletes had a lot to contest with before they even got out there. The terrain was tough, up and down all day again. But it was a really amazing ride from Rosella Rato. She was the one who was attacking yesterday and making the racing hard. And today again, the aggressor, and managed to stay away for the victory.
It seemed like quite a calm start, and it took a while to sort of for things to really get going. I guess the girls were sort of sizing up how much of an impact the course was going to have.
Well, I was following the race in the car, and I was thinking, like yesterday, it was a very calm start, and I'm wondering if it's because it's a new race and the terrain is very unknown. So I was sitting there thinking, is there a surprise coming up? Is there a 10k climb coming up that we don't know about? Because the race was quite calm. But when they got going, especially with the last 15 kilometres and they wanted to close the gap to the two leaders, the bunch was more aggressive and the pace really picked up. But the two riders that got away earlier stayed away, both Italian riders.
Talk me through sort of some of the top finishes and just sort of what impact there was in the last kilometre.
Well, the last kilometre was a little bit dangerous and technical because it was wet. Otherwise, it would have been a pretty safe run-in. But a lot of the riders were nervous, and we saw in the last 2 or 3 kilometres, which was downhill after a little climb, that a lot of riders just let go of the peloton because they were nervous and scared. But the two leaders, the Italians, that had quite a gap at the finish and won comfortably, that was a phenomenal ride because they went away early and they worked really hard to hold on to the lead and took first and second.
What do you do after this? I mean, I guess after a grueling course like today, it's just about how you recover ahead of the third day.
Well, I think a lot of athletes will be disappointed today that they weren't racing for the win because the two riders that got away stayed away. So I think when the riders get back to their hotels today, they're going to be thinking immediately about tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new day. For a lot of people, they'll want to race more aggressively tomorrow. I think we're going to see the most important day of the women's tour on day 3 tomorrow, because it's been 2 relatively calm days, and today was a little bit unpredicted that 2 Italian riders went away and stayed away. Maybe the peloton thought that we'll let them get a bit of a gap and we'll bring them in at the finish, but that didn't happen. So I think there'll be a lot of people really hungry to have their opportunity tomorrow.
Hopefully a little bit drier.
Yeah, hopefully the weather's a little bit better, but it makes for an interesting race. And there is riders, believe it or not, that like the wet weather and would have really not been so fazed about the torrential rain that they had before the start. So it gives a little bit, a little bit extra technical aspect to the race, and tomorrow will be a new day and maybe the sun will be out and in favour of other people.